Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to open up this Sunday morning as if we don't worship the sun and see how many things we can tell people that is not going to come true. You see, we've been waiting for 2,000 years. Oh Lord, it doesn't seem like he's ever going to appear. We're being slapped around, abused, and told to turn the other cheek. We even ask, with all this abuse, that we should be meek. And that we will inherit the earth. Meanwhile, Reverend says we're going to heaven. I don't know. Christians dying every day. I see the plague, the drugs, the war, the disease, the murder, the hate, the racism, the suffering, and I don't see it changing. But no. And you said he's coming. Just sit down and wait. And if I sacrifice everything, I'll get taken to some pearly gate. We call it paradise. Somewhere up in the sky. A place where everything is going to be alright. But when I look at the TV, on the television, I see the millionaires right here have all that. This very same night. Are doing the suffering while the rich seem to enjoy. It doesn't seem right that the Bible has promised you a whole bunch of things that children ain't gonna seem to be true. And the preacher, he says, have faith. He says to wait. Taking off the jam, and you on welfare, and you can't even afford to bail. And there's no help coming from nowhere. And even you, man, when you get to a certain age, you start to lose your head. Where is the help? The devil is seen to be rampant, running to and fro in the earth. And now we have to worry about children born, or even aborted before birth. Whose word is this? You say the devil. The devil says it's you. We know that neither one of y'all are talking what's true. Give me an amen. He loves us, but he left us here to suffer. Say he cares, but we are full of all kind of fears. A good Christian can't even walk the street at night unless he's worried about being jumped in a quarter of a fight. Drive-by shooting of an innocent is going on every day. Many more things with pornography and racism and hate that I just don't want to say. Well, this is hell that we're living in right now. And it seems like the devil and wickedness are going on and on for long. But you want me to come to church and fall down on my knees and pray while the devil just abuses us day after day. A dream. The great Dr. Martin Luther King said, I had a dream. And right after that, the devil shot him dead. Malcolm X thought he had it right. And he was killed the same night. Mega Evers, Mahatma Gandhi, Sir some of the greats. You're going to tell me who assassination has reached the pearly gates. No, no, no. Things have got to change. We can't let it stay the same. We've been deceived and lied to. But now with right knowledge, we know what to do. Please, give me an amen. But this amen is about the devilish men of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, and the Hebrew Israelites, and their end. Amen. Amen. My friend.
God's making a way. DNA
exodus. I know, I'm like,
be all that you give me.
Trust in the Lord.
He'll show you a way.
Trust in the Lord.
Ascension in progress. So as it comes for me, I too must partake in it so that I can always stay, you know, where I need to be as well. But I don't know. I'm tempted to play it again just because I like it just that much. What you were listening to was a live recording of the Egyptian Church of Christ. It was done on Tamaray, to which I was happy to be a part of, you know, being able to behold. And to hear it again just as it was that day, everything y'all heard in the background was on those days of recording. That was not me. For anybody who would like to think it was me in the background, it wasn't me. But I just thought that today is a easy moving day. And I'm getting more of those easy moving days. And I'm learning a lot and accomplishing a lot. And through unconventional channels, you know what I'm saying, it's happening. I'm sorry, y'all, I got diverted. But things are in a good space. And what I'm also doing is paying attention to everything that moves around me as this shift occurs. Because there has to always be change. That's the only thing that is constant, change. So as the changes occur that are necessary, you know, in everybody's life, pay attention to what is happening, to the things that you have hands in and to the things that you don't. Me, I'm a hands-off type of person. I like to just watch. You know what I mean? As I'm guided through this process. You know, and I just wanted to share that because that's the type of mood that I'm in. And people will be like, well, you listen to gospel music? You know, I am all. That's all I can say. And that's a Nubian gospel choir. So since it's Sunday and a lot of people are in that church outfit, I figured I would share this part of us that caters to that part of you. So I don't see any harm in that. But what I have queued up today for you is called Egypt in the Bible. And again, my motivation was time, as it usually is. I have to now seem to pull these shows off in 10 minutes or less, or at least 15 minutes to keep it almost comfortable. You know what I'm saying? That's the amount of time that I have to put together shows for the past few days. But because this is a day where a lot of people are reading and using the Bible, I figured I would play what we have. So I'm going to go ahead and get it started. There are four parts. Each one is about 9 minutes. The first part is actually under 5 minutes, and the other three are 9 minutes. So that's pretty much all I have to say. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves, and I hope everybody is in the same space that I am. If you were in this space, and if you are in this space, you would definitely not get up.
We have reached 1999, and right now it is touching people all over the world. The Supreme Grand Master Afeti Amenhotep Ra-Hata is truly setting the record straight. Now listen to these facts, the voice of truth in these last days of time. The United Nubian Nation of Lord brings you the Man of the Hour.
They haven't been able to verify any of the stories in the Bible. Not go to Jerusalem and find Jericho. They can't find it. They have not found the Garden of Eden yet. They haven't even found where Noah's Ark landed. They haven't found the Ark of the Covenant. But the shrewd game that was played was to incorporate an existing culture that can verify itself and give yourself some validity. To say to each one of your major prophets that they interacted with Egypt. Because Egypt still stands today and is a fact that it exists. The pyramids are there. You understand? I went to school there. I've leaned on the pyramids many times. They are there. The Sphinx is there. So if I don't have any verification of myself and I align myself, I'm going to say, like if Elijah Muhammad aligns himself with the Nation of Islam, as the Nation of Islam aligns himself with the Islamic world, he takes his doctrine and gives it validity by virtue of the fact that he uses words like Muslim, Islam, Allah. So the Muslims would say, he's not one of us. He gave himself validity by aligning himself with something that everybody did know. 1,400 years ago, there was a man named Muhammad who did found a religion in Arabia. I'm saying that to say that the Jews, the Torah, aligned themselves with Egypt because Egypt was real, and it makes them look real. If you strip away the connection to Egypt, there's no other culture to verify your Bible. Now, Jesus was hung on a cross. The concept of crucifixion is found in Egypt. The Ankh. People were hung on the Ankh as a cross long before the cross was introduced into Christianity. The fish of Christianity goes back to Dagon, a Sumerian god that came out of the Agdag, which were the Egyptian deities of the sea. Every little step of the way, I can walk you through Christianity and Judaism, and you'll find out it's nothing but Egyptian mysteries. You hear what I'm saying? And they fear you becoming conscious of that. They don't need you waking up to the reality that God of the Bible, or the people of the Bible, knitted themselves into an existing culture to give themselves validity. Can you understand what I'm saying? Because they have not proven, they don't have Solomon's temple. They don't have any of the tools of Solomon's temple. Name some more places. Sodom and Gomorrah, they never found it. They don't have no proof of it. All these biblical movies they got out, they don't have no proof. They're still looking. How hard does it take them to go to South America and find the pyramid, the Mayan pyramids? Are they there? They finding them. And they got calendars, names of God, who talk about creation. How hard is it for them to go to Egypt and find the pyramids and the Sphinx and the obelisk? How hard is it? They're there. And they predate Jesus. The Sphinx is older than Jesus, but it's there. But you cannot give me any proof that Jesus was there 2,000 years ago. No proof other than faith and belief. And that's what right knowledge is having its problem. It's having its problem when you're asking me to have faith and belief when I can find facts. When you're asking me to accept the white man as my God when I can find facts of black people as my gods and my descendants. You know what I'm saying? Because I can go to Egypt and I can look on the wall and I can see your face. I can see people with your expression, your nose, your eyebrow. I mean, people who look just like you. Not just you, but his face. Because they made sure, they made replicas of everybody. That's what their eternal life is about. But you can't even tell me for sure what Jesus looks like. You don't have one face of a man 2,000 years ago. And I can show you about 1,000 faces of Ramesses 4,000 years ago. And you say, well, no, they say Ramesses is 27,000 years ago. Okay, still before Jesus. But his face is there. Where's Jesus' face? You know what I'm saying? Were people back then making faces? Yes. And if God was here, don't you think they would make his face? So now, we got the Shroud of Turin. Talk to me. A Shroud of Turin. Jesus was put inside of a tomb. A stone was rolled in front of it. Jesus resurrected through the cloth that they wrapped him in and left his impression on the cloth. But did not leave his impression on the stone when he penetrated the wall. Now, Jesus resurrected in the spirit. But they found the stone moved. Why? The spirit can walk right through a stone. If the stone was moved, Jesus walked out physically. Or some people went and carried him out physically. Why would he leave his impression on a cloth? Because he wanted people to know what he looked like. Jesus could step back through time today, appear right there and say, this is what I look like. I'll be back in a little while. Get this stuff together. And that would be a hell of a lot more convincing than a cloth. A lot more persuasive. Intervention. Did he do it? Does God do that? Yes. Angels step in the world, get in man's affairs, and step out. God did it. God came down to earth and confounded their tongues in Babel and then went back up to heaven. How do I know he went back to heaven? Because Jesus said so in Matthew. Because I want you to pray like this. Our Father, who art down the block. Did he say that? Our Father, who art over there in the synagogue. Did he say that? He said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." He told people where God was. Now listen close. Which established where God also wasn't. Listen again. He told us where God was. He was in heaven. And in doing that, he also told us where God was not. And there's not a place where my God isn't. You must have a different God. Your God could be in a place. My God is the place. Your God could be in heaven. My God is heaven. My God don't go, he is. My God don't come, he is. You see the difference? But the definition as taught through the Bible to Christianity, Judaism, and Islam is to reduce the power of God. To make God weak, because the next step to God is angel, and the next step to angel is man. If I reduce the power of God, you lose all contact of angels, all concept of angel. When a person, you say, describe to me an angel. What is their nature? Where they dwell? Well, they're the host of God. Whatever, go ahead. See, but if I brought God down, you see that? Then I'm able to bring angels down. Then I'm able to bring man down. And man becomes this weak, unimportant, groveling, subservient creature that's constantly telling God, help me, help me, help me. And God don't help nobody that don't help themselves. I told you, if you want a helping hand, you'll find it at the end of your arm. There it is. If you don't get it done, it won't get done. We got the power to make things happen, and they cut it off. We got the power to think things into being, and they cut it off. They made us doubt our own powers. We are like Jesus. We are a Jesus. Jesus said so. But they will call you a blasphemer and say, man, that man said he's Jesus Christ. They'll snatch my words, twist them around, and take them out and say, he said he's Jesus Christ. That's not what I said. First of all, I said, you can't prove Jesus exists. First of all, the burden of proof is on you, because that's your religion. I can prove that Osiris existed. If not as a man, as the rock. If not as a man, there's a rock in Egypt that's of him. That, and that rock exists. This bag exists. Not only in concept, but in reality. You're working with a concept, God, not a reality. And when I ask you to present me or bring me to the world of reality, you get mad at me because you can't do it. You start calling me names because I say, prove to me that your Jesus exists. You can't prove it, so you get mad. You ask, well, prove what? Prove the Egyptians exist? Want to go? Want to see a pyramid? We can open a million books. I'm going to tell you something else. The most books in this country in English are cookbooks and books on Egypt. There's no... I'm serious. The most, I should say the most various, by different authors, are cookbooks and Egyptian. Go into your computer under Egypt and just see how many books are written. There are thousands upon thousands of books written by Caucasians about Egypt. And thousands of books written by Caucasians about cooking. They can't cook, and they ain't Egyptian. But they step into our lives. They're trying to define the Masonic Lodge, the Shriners, Knights of Columbus. All of those are institutions trying to get to the root of Egypt. You look on the top of a Shriner symbol, there's an Egyptian face. And you could ask them, whose face is that? They don't know. They say, an Egyptian face. Well, whose face is it? Because the headpiece, the beard, the color of the headpiece can tell you who he is. Or at least what dynastic period he came out of. And you're in the lodge 35 years and don't even know. But you're wearing it. The sisters of Isis, you got the wrong headpiece on her. That's not her headpiece on your face. Someone misinformed you. Now, are you ready to learn the truth? Or do you want to live in the lie? You want to live in the little Caucasian game of portraying he wants to be an Egyptian. So he becomes a Shriner. He wants to be an Arab. So he becomes ancient Arabic order or the ancient Egyptian order because he wants to be you. Meanwhile, you out there trying to be. Find the truth of yourself and you'll find God in yourself. The power of God is you, all in, around, and through you. And they don't want this information out because there's no place for them in the darkness without chaos. The moment white folks get involved, trouble starts. When they came to Egypt, trouble started. When they came to Africa, trouble started. When they went to Australia, trouble started. When they went to Trinidad, trouble started. When they went to China, Marco Polo, what? When Mark Antony and Julius Caesar went to Egypt, wherever they go, trouble. They are the brothers and brothers and sisters and sons and daughters of chaos. You understand? And it's time for us to take back ours. America was our land. Not just Africa. This was our land. We lived here on these shores. They came here seeking gold and massacred us for it. Took over. And now got us going to court. In God we trust. Which God are you talking about? In the country there's Muslims, Jews, and Christians. All have three different gods. I don't know what God you're talking about. You ain't talking about the Christian Bible, but there's no God in the Christian Bible. That's not a God in there. That's a Greek translation. What is the name of God? Say in the name of, they say, you swear to tell the whole truth, none but the truth, so help you, Yahweh, Yahshua, Elohim, Adonai. Use the name of God. Don't use no doggone word, G-O-D, Goma, Uzun, Dabar, wisdom, strength, and beauty that doesn't define nothing but man. You understand where we at? We're at the point now where we got to take it back. We can't trust them no more. You can call me a racist. You can call me a tyrant. You can call me, and by the way, I love when people call me a brainwasher. I love it. That's the best thing that can happen to us right now, is to get our brains washed of all that crap they taught us. All that bull. They are not greater than us. Their women are not pretty now. Sisters, y'all ain't got to straighten your hair to look like them. Your afro is fine by us. We know you hippies. That's in our genes. And we love it. You understand? You don't have to put on no role looking like Miss Twiggy to make them happy, thinking that makes us happy, because it doesn't. All it makes us do is make us want a white woman. You start acting African, I'm going to want an African sister. You start acting like a white girl, you're going to teach me to want white. They already do enough of it on television, white supremacy. I don't need you helping them. Come on back to yourself. Put on your own clothes. Put your dress down. We don't want to see your knees if you don't belong to us. We don't need it. You follow what I'm saying? We got to get back on the right track here. Got to tell them basically to get out of our life. We don't need you. We can survive. Go home. White people, go home. Get up and go home. You don't know how to live with people. You don't know how to cooperate. You're not considerate. You're arrogant and you're nasty. And take that line dancing, which whatever they call that crap. What is it? River dance. Get the river dance, get on the river boat, and go back to Europe. And take your frozen food, your pornography, take the whole cotton picking caboodle, and go home. And we will survive. We have always survived. We were here before you, and we will be here when you are gone. You understand? Y'all got to get in that frame of mind where it's about us as a people. And it's not rude not to smile at white folks, because they pick and choose when they want to smile at you. You understand? But it is rude not to smile at black folks. When you see a black person on the street, speak. If they don't speak back, try the next time you see them. That's what I do. I don't care how you doing. Where I'm walking, how are you? How you doing? That's what my grandmother raised. My grandmother's a southerner. That's how she raised you. You didn't just slap you anywhere. So you learn to speak to people. You learn that everybody as black as your family. And they communicate with each other. They the ones giving each other jobs. But you go to get a job, be the nigga to be the one to turn you down. Who does it to us? Us. Because we ain't got no love. Because they made us turn against each other. We got to move in packs again. Groups of people traveling together. We've got to take a stance, man. We've got to want to know. Every time someone walks up to us and starts talking to us, we got to want to know. I want y'all to beat on people verbally the way you've been beating on me 30 years. Y'all been beating me up for years. What's this pop? What's this mean? What's that? Who that? Where that? Spirit, water, air, life, God, box, screw, like anything. I had to write a book called A Sex Life. Niggas want to know how to screw. They thought I knew that too. I was saying, with all the babies y'all niggas make, I don't need to write no book for y'all. But y'all want to know everything. I want y'all to question everybody about everything. Any preacher that stands up and says, the Lord, you say, excuse me, sir, with all due respect. By Lord, what do you mean? Because I have a landlord, and then I have a Lord who I worship who I'd like to respect. Now, one is the Lord who art in heaven, the other is the Lord who's down the block here. And all throughout England there's lords, spelled the same way with capital L. Now, I want to know what you mean. So I want to know if you know what you mean. Because you got my soul. And I'm going to tell you, Whitey done took everything else. He done took everything but my soul. He's trying. He's trying to hip rap now. He's trying to get into hip hop. He's trying to get our very soul. He wants the last bit of us. Can't have it. Can't have it. So we got to take a stance now. I can open that Bible and show you where white people come from. I'll show you where they came from, how they got a cursed seed, how the leprosy is in there, Leviticus chapter 13 and 14, and Genesis 9, 25, cursed be Canaan, that whole about Ham being.
For all of my callers that are listening on the internet, you have about 22 minutes to call in before you must be on the phone line to hear the remainder of these shows. There are two left. And all of the callers that are on the line, I do see you. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody had a wonderful break over the 2 days that they give us in this society. All right, I'm going to get back to it. And then if y'all want, we can discuss it afterwards.
Ham being cursed is being us, that's Canaan. Ham wasn't cursed, Canaan was cursed. And Canaan was a Canaanite, and those are white people. Open the book of Leviticus chapter 13 and 14 and read it, and you'll see when you come into the land of Canaan, which I give you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in that house. Now look up the Poma, Anula, and now we find out why white people feel like this. Find out why they can't stand the sun. Find out why they're peeling and falling apart. Find out why they got that big hump in their back. Find out why they got hair on the back of their leg and on their shoulder. Find out why they got to have their steak, raw or rare. Don't get mad at me. Understand why they lay with dogs. Kiss dogs. Dogs lick them all up in the mouth. Tell the truth. You know it's true. You see what I'm saying? Let me put my dog up in your face. You ready to hurt me. Fur is fur. Fur is fur. Truth is truth, y'all. Tell me why they get funky when it rains. Water's supposed to make you smell good. Why do they get underwater, they get funky? We get underwater, we smell good. We're in tune with the sun, the water, and with the color of the ground. You understand what I'm saying? And we was made from the, if they said man was made from the ground, I ain't seen no white dirt anywhere on the planet. And sand is not dirt. And it's not white. It's transparent. It's glass. And they're not transparent. They are sick. They are diseased. They are malicious and evil and will do anything to keep you back. And if I sound like a racist, thank you very much. Because Malachi came down here with a different philosophy. And I had to be reminded of who they were. Because I had stopped saying, man, no, let's treat everybody equal. Man, this ain't no way to treat folks. Yeah, some good people and some good bad people. Some good black people and some good white folks. Ain't no bad black people that ain't been made bad by white folks. Now, you name a black person in this country that's bad. And I'll show you how they got bad. They'd have left our butts alone in Africa, we wouldn't be taking your We had gold. Let's talk about that. We had diamonds. We had oil. We have all of petroleum. We have all of the natural resources that you call wealth growing where we come from, Africa. So we had no reason to steal nobody's stuff. We had big old women had big old gold bangles. Look at pictures of Africa. Right in the Geographic magazine. Niggas with gold. I mean real gold. Not 10, not 14, not 18. Real, showing up, 24 karat gold. You understand? We didn't have no reason to steal. Who made us thieves? We grew. We lived where poppy seeds grew and never became drug addicts. We lived with marijuana and hashish and never got addicted or hooked. How did it become a market for it to me? And how does it get into Atlanta without going through the suburbs and there ain't no ever, listen to this. Is there a seaport in Atlanta? Can they get the drugs in the planes anymore with these sniffing dogs? So how are the drugs getting in? Seaport. Where's the seaport at? Savannah. Now, how did it get from Savannah all the way over to Fulton County? Who's doing it? They are. They want to sedate you and I. They can't sedate us with drugs, they'll sedate us with religion. And that'll turn us against, both of them will turn us against each other. Me and them can get in an argument all day about Jesus and the law. Two black folks with the same problem, the white man. Meanwhile, he's watching us fight. My Jesus is right. No, my law is right. No, my Egypt is right. He's just, the devil. He didn't wrote the books in English for you to study Egyptology. He didn't wrote the books in English for you to study the Quran. He didn't wrote the books in English for you to study the Bible. Here y'all speaking English. You're not English. English, Anglo-Saxon. Hello. We're arguing in another man's tongue about ourselves as God. And he get mad when you say you God. You can't say, I'm God. Don't say you God. I'm God. But see, they got that upper hand called fear of the unknown. You dig what I'm saying? Man, what they going to do to me if I down this person? And that's because we're not in control. If we get back in control of things, then we make the decision. Because when they wanted to beat Rodney King, there's nothing we as black people could do about it. They just beat a lot. When they wanted to shoot up, when they shot that boy 40-something times in New York, ain't nothing we could do about it. What, you going to wait until it happens to your house? When they do something to your brother? You gonna wait until they do it to your sister? When they bust your door down, then you gonna come say, "Nah, I don't like white folks no more." You gonna wait that till it happens to you, or do we start preparing for it now? Start making our sons the lawyers. The Jews, nobody bothers the Jews. You know why? The Jews are the lawyers, the accountants, all the Irish people. You see the word Mac? Mac is short for more. More for Morenos, meaning black or brown. All the Irish people were under you. You were once their god. You can go back in any library and look under any Irish crest. Go back and look at the crest and you'll see black men. The highest saint was black. St. Augustus was black. St. Martin was black. You understand what I'm saying? You have lost contact with who you are. We got to get back on track with who we are. You got to start by telling them up front, "I don't want your God." Now, doesn't mean I don't believe in Jesus, but he's a black man like me. Because that's what the Bible says. Now, I can show you in the Bible, in Revelation, where Jesus is black. I want you to show me somewhere in there where he's white. If you can't, then tell me why it's wrong for me to have a black Jesus on my wall. That's all. Tell me why it's wrong for the black Madonna up there to exist, with a black Madonna. The black Madonna the Pope bows down to is black Madonna. Not white Madonna, except the white Madonna on the stage is embarrassed by him. Real. So now why can't I worship God like me? You go to China, people in China worship God that are. You go to India, people worship gods that are. You go amongst the Arabs, Muhammad is a. And Allah got an Arabic name, so Allah is also an Arab. But when it comes to me and you, they want us to worship God looking like them. And we're the only people that surrender to that crap. And get mad at me. They'll have you leaving there mad at me, your brother. Because he's just playing. All I'm saying is check everybody's stuff. Question everything everybody says to you. Don't let nobody get away with nothing. Tell them to prove it. Take that Bible and say, "Prove me. Prove to me this Bible is the word of God." Now, well, it says it. Prove it. Well, there's prophecies in it. Nostradamus had prophecies. That made it real. Edgar Casey had prophecies that came true. That made him a Bible. Gene Dixon had prophecies that came true. None of them were Christians. Madame Blavatsky, a major witch, had prophecies about the end of the world that came true. Did that make authentic? No. That man has a power of prediction because man has God in his bosom, like the Bible says. The Bible you say you believe in. So when I bring you to that Bible and I make you stand on the things the Bible says, why do you get mad at me? Let me ask you a question. Is the Spirit of God in you or not, according to the Bible? Okay, so if the light of God, the life in man, according to the New Testament. So are you God? Now why are you blaspheming if you're quoting the Bible? How did they manage to make me feel guilty at that point? Because it happens right at the point where the question is asked, are you God then? That's when you start feeling, I might say the wrong thing rather than the right thing. If I answer, God is in me, and God was in Christ, and God was in Muhammad, and God was in Buddha, and God was in Osiris, and God is in all things and out of all things simultaneously. So I'm not restricting to him. right? He's in and around all things. Is that true or false? Then what makes it wrong when I say it? I can tell you. My freckles are too close. That's what's wrong. If I was white, if I was Billy the Ram, then it'd be all right. If I was Jimmy the Swagger, Jimmy the Swagger. They tell you, Reverend Price, low dollar. You think that's a coincidence? They all their names account the money. Jimmy Baker. You Jimmy the door open, you swag the pocket, you take the dollar, and you got the price. That sounds strange, huh? But let me tell you something before I leave here. Incident, coincidence, reality. Incident once, coincident twice. Anything that happens three times, Junior, is a reality. Jimmy Swagger, Jimmy Baker, Clef Low Dollar. All of this is money. All of this relates to criminals. That just God happened to make his messengers have names. That what happened to Joseph and Samuel and Job and Lot? How come the ministers don't have names, you know, like Solomon? And why is it Jimmy Swagger, Jimmy Baker? There's a whole bunch of them. I had a whole list of them once because it amazed me when I started looking at their names. Billy Graham. The goat of Mendez, the symbol of Satan, the pentagram, Billy the Goat Graham. Don't that get you? How about the one who had your grandmother's foot on the radio? Earl Roberts. Robin Hood. Rob Steele. You think this is a coincidence? Those people who teach me and you to watch out for the devil are teaching the message of the devil. Because every time they tell you to be good, I've been saying this for years, you got to take it out of here. Every time they tell you to be good, they're making you remember that there's a bad. You understand what I'm saying? Every time they say you got to be good, what happens in your mind? You say, if I got to be good, then you're telling me not to be. So I'm teaching the devil as I'm teaching good. That is the devil's mission. He has the preachers preaching his word, but it's incognito. You got to be saved. The purpose of saving something is to use it later. You hear me? The whole purpose of saving something is to use it later. Now, why must I be saved? For whose use later? You've got to, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, and some of y'all got to be older than me here. You've got to start scrutinizing. You got to look again. You got to respect. Yeah? You got to respect. You got to look at it again. Spectacles, respectacles. You dig what I'm saying? Everything that man says, when you listen to him on television, he's talking, you got to lean back and say, I don't believe anything he says. Now let me listen to him without believing and see what I hear. Let me hear how many things he confirmed that he said. When you listen to a person gossiping about this man, you got to listen to how many things he can prove versus how many things he assumed. Well, I heard. From who? Oh, just a passerby. I don't want to hear that. If you can't tell me the source of information so I can ask them is it true, you dig what I'm saying? We still buddies, right? We cool, right? I just don't want to hear it if you can't tell me where you got it from. Anything wrong with that? Can you love me for that? Because anytime you ask me something, ask me, Pop, where you get it from? I'll quote it in Greek, Hebrew, Arabic, whatever language you want, and translate it for you so nobody can lie to you. Because that's why I'm here. I'm here because y'all asked me to be here. Because y'all asked for somebody with answers. Because black men and black women didn't have nobody with answers. Now you got somebody who can answer your questions and take you to the source and then take you back home to Egypt and sit on the throne. And all I'm asking you to do while you're there is put on the crown and say, I'm God. So, and then make them prove you're not. And I'm not talking about in the state we're in. I'm not talking about the state you brought us down to. I see what you've done to my mind. I see how you make my woman not want me to be God, but she wants to be Cleopatra. She spent 30 hours in the mirror trying to be a goddess. If I say I'm God, she mad. I see what you've done, the war you created between us and my household. But if I start calling her my queen, she start calling me her king, we just cursed at each other. The word queen means whore. The word king comes from a spell, from Babylonian text, kingu. You understand? But if I call her my God, she calls, you're my goddess. And she said, well, you're my God. Do you have a right to say that? Do you have a right to say to your woman, you're my goddess? And she says, walk down the street, this is my goddess. He's my God. Walk in the mall, this is my goddess. He's my God. People say, this is crazy. But other people say, that's love. That's some deep love. I worship her. If you love her, no, I don't love her. I love my gun. I love my car. But I worship her. And she worships me. And nobody can get in there. It's just me and her against the whole world. We worship each other. Mess with them. Try it. Mess with them. Watch the look on their face when you say that to them. This is your wife? No, she's my God. She's your God? I don't understand. Now, you might not like what Pops is saying, because they made Pops an angry man. You understand? And it made me put my mind back where it belongs. White man is the devil. Always was the devil. And always will be the devil. Ain't nothing we could do to reform the devil. Nothing. And we tried. We tried to work with them. We tried to live with them. We tried. And all that comes out, they're still the devil. Don't trust them. Your best suggestion for them is go home. Take your English Bible with you. Pack it all up. The Beatles and Elvis and David Bowie and who else? Rod Stewart and who else? Elvis Presley twice. Take him and the Ghost, right? Take both of them and go home. Pack up and leave the islands. Get out the yard. Get out the Caribbean. Go home. Get out of South America. Get out of Australia. Get out of our life and watch the God develop in us. Watch the power to survive come out of us. Watch us change this whole thing around. We're doing it. I shouldn't say we're doing it. We're doing it. Because all y'all, I know y'all are New. How many people here are not Nuwapian? You are Nuwapian. If you ain't now, you better be tomorrow. We're going to come get you. You put your hand up for you ain't a Nuwapian? Why you ain't a Nuwapian? Huh? Okay. Well, that's the same. Well, that's the same they do in Christianity. They try to drown you and say, you want to be a Christian? You want to be a Christian? You be like this. When they get you under that water, you believe? No. You believe? Yes, I believe anything. Same thing, why you ain't Nuwapian? You've got, see, I just baptized her. Same message. Peace.
Amazing, amazing. That is one that is from 1999. And again, I have a lot of alchemy moving around me. So I learned to just work with the way things are. So in my cramming for finding something that would be substantial on this day for the reasons that I mentioned, you know, to reach out to those who are connected in that way, you know, I don't know. Ever since the show where the brother spoke and the question that I asked, what manner of being are you? Ever since that day, something has been moving. I don't know how to really explain it. It's like sometimes people come and they'll not even know that they are part of what's going on. And you may not even know. But in just the most subtlest way, a shift will happen. And I don't know what it is, but I can go back to that shadow. That was a shadow when the change came. And it's been a change for the better. And a lot of the things that I've been mentally creating, I am seeing. I'm seeing it come from ways that I never could have imagined. You know, so in that regard, it's just everything is awesome. But there were a few powerful points in that. And one of the things that I want to say is that, like I said, this was 99. And if we can look at everything that we're seeing that is going on right now, I don't think that he was not speaking the truth in the whole of the plan. Not saying that, well, he said every one of them. But what I'm saying is the condition of the ones that were when they were. You know, every situation that we're dealing with right now is in the hands of the Caucasians. None of the things that you're seeing on TV, none of the things that you're hearing about in the news are in the control of Nubian hands, not the media, not the, you know, they might send a reporter out there, but that reporter has to go and bring back what they're told to bring back. You know, so you're not seeing the things in our control. So I am in alignment with that. Like, it is time for a change to come, because in the wrong hands, this whole planet is about to be tipped over. And the only ones who can bring balance back to this place are the ones who are responsible for this place. The ones who were always here, and it was us as Nubians. Like he said, we were here before it was even written in the Bible of their creation. And that is the truth. You know, and there's a recording that was done by another brother that says that the statue, the Sphinx, the oldest statue on the planet, is 54,000 years ago. And that is the face of a Nubian woman whose name is Tefnut. So on record, I myself on this planet am at least 54,000 years old. For a book that can go back, what is it, 4,000 and some change? I'll even round up to six, because the Gregorian calendar is kind of whack. All the calendars that they give us is whack. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, to bring balance back, you have to first know who you are. There is no way around it. And some of the truths that we have to hear may not always be pleasant. But you can't blot out truth, because it is already written how these things have happened. And you can go yourself and grab materials and books and read these same things. You know, a record is being kept of everything that is happening on this planet. So it is not wrong to hear of how these records are being written. That's the only way we can move forward. Because it's going to take a multitude. And there is a shift happening. You know, I've been looking at certain things where certain faces are being put in certain places. And they look like us. So the transfer is already happening. It has to happen because the sun's rays are getting more and more strong. There is nothing that they will be able to do. Their skin will not allow them to be outside. The lack of melanin, although they have come up with some things that allow them to exist outside for longer periods of time. All I'm saying in saying that is the moon cycle has ended, as some say the devil's rule. It ended in 1999, but then a lot of sheeple forgot that they were once free. So when the gate was left open, they still stayed in, which is still how it is right now. However, now nature is stepping in, because the beings on the planet, you know, are still asleep. So in knowing what really happened, in hearing, because a lot is traveling information-wise, about the truth of every holiday. I don't know if everybody's paying attention, but I've been paying attention. Of course, I'm aware that everything that they do is marketing, and everything that they have done has been taken and defiled, those who have written these false books that we live our lives by. You know what I mean? But even St. Patrick's Day, you know, the Irish were Nubians. They don't want you to know that the leprechauns was a tribe of beings that were Nubians. They were pygmies, which were the first ones on the grounds. They don't want you to know that, though. And it's like there was massacres going around of those beings, of those people. They were killing them on that day. You know what I mean? So we go and we put on our green and we celebrate it. I guess the four-leaf clover is hope that it don't happen to you on that day. You know, and it happens to just fall in between the Ides of March, that span of time where there's a lot of bloodshed. But, you know, I had no knowledge ahead of time of what would be selected. And I think that's how it's going to flow from now on. I'm just going to allow the ancestors to move because that's what's been happening for the past few days. They have shown me that they are definitely with me, moving it. So whatever it is that is supposed to be shared with you is what you will receive, more so than me just attempting to create a situation for us to talk about. I think it's time to now at least feed you, you know, feed you from the source. My duty is to bring you back to the source where you can at least gain nourishment from, or a self-help type of situation. And you can always go back and listen to the shows. You know, especially the one that has the journey within. That is a very powerful meditation. It is really, really powerful. And for those who did not get a chance to hear it, you can go back and listen to it. That's the beauty of how this thing is moving. A powerful one during this time with all the eclipses and all these alignments that's going on, and a period of time where we're supposed to be aligning our chakras anyway. You know, there's also a DNA meditation attached to that session. So that's a powerful thing. But if any of the callers on the line would like to say something, you can just push 1 on your phone's keypad and I'll open up your mic. If not, I know it is Sunday. A lot of people have things that they want to do, you know, and I won't hold you. Okay, hold on 1 second. I see you, caller. 678, how you doing? Greetings. Are you there? 678-320.
Can you hear me?
Okay, can I hear you.
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Greetings. Wait, where my butt? Hello. I'm way down the page. I am working it out. Wait, that's not the right one. That's not it. How are you?
I'm good now that I'm full. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing my best. You know, I am so amazed these days. That's just okay. To say it lightly. And I do my best to contain my energy.
Okay.
You know, because I don't want to get off. Once it starts, mm-hmm. I can't get off. You know what I mean? Okay. And I just, it's amazing. These are some amazing days.
That's
yes.
Good. That's good. Very interesting. I caught the end of it, and it's funny because we do use king and queen a lot. And
mm-hmm.
I did read something a while ago on Facebook talking about where the queen came from, and it's a whore and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And to go around and speak about if you have someone in your life, your god or your goddess, and to tell people
mm-hmm.
you worship them. And I know it's funny because he was saying, you know, people looking at you crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. This
Wait, I think he said he worship her. I think that's what he said.
He worship her. He
right.
Said, I thought he said he worship, yes, yeah, for him
right.
to worship her.
Right.
And it's for people will look at you crazy.
Right.
To, like, you say something like what are you doing? You know, like he said, I love my gun. But I worship
right.
my goddess, and I was like, wow, that's awesome. And the fact that it is from 1999 is even more amazing because that holds true today.
Right.
Like what you're playing, it resonates today. And when he said sending them back, and it was just really cool, man. But the queen and the king part, I didn't necessarily catch what he said about what a king meant, but we're not even supposed to use those two words.
It was coming from
God
the word. He said it came from the spell. It's a part of the spell of Kingu.
Spell.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
And then Kingu is a spell of sleep. That's what everybody is under.
Oh.
It was a part of the moon's spell. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? So it's like, how do you wait? How you break the spell? You got to do magic to break the spell. But, you know, to wait. Everybody's scared. They're scared of it. They still waiting on help. And like you said, the help that you need is at the end of your own arm.
Mm-hmm.
You have to become who you are. Yeah.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I thought it was good, man. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. I was just listening, and that's awesome. I didn't know if you were playing another one or what exactly.
You know me. My time has been, I asked for it. That's all I can say. And I knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know how it was going to come. And the pickup is just so quick that, like, I went from saying that, dang, I need to be able to get out and get moving. And then just like that, it started happening, and I wasn't ready. I was just saying it, so I just had to keep moving, and it's been nonstop movement, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But what I did manage to do was to make a space dedicated to do my best to make the show. If I can't sit still, and a lot of times I'm gonna have more background noise, so I'm not gonna be able to just talk because I got to do now like 50 things at one time. They say be careful what you ask for; you just might get it. You know what I mean? So even in those time periods where it's like that, I want to have something, you know what I'm saying, fulfilling for everybody. I don't want to just leave a space blank, and I do my best. But for those who don't know that, I have my life is normally picked up, and I'm grateful for the space where I had the ability to just relax for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So now everything is going to be fast paced. So I think that it's more important that everybody at least get the information. You know, let me connect everyone to the source. And as they navigate me, because that's what it is, I just ask, look, I need something under a certain amount of minutes so that, you know, this thing can convert real quick so I can, this is how I'm moving. And I didn't do it ahead of time because I couldn't. Mm-hmm. There's no space allowed. And, you know, and that's what they got me to. And that's how I'm going to be moving because that'll show me where we are. And that'll show me because I know how it works with me. So that'll show me what the necessity is. You know, like someone was sharing that there's a racist guy who took a DNA test. And he took a DNA test and found that he was like 14% South African. And he didn't like the result. And my comment to it was, if they made every one of them do it, all the racists, then racism would end. And I laughed out loud, of course. You know what I'm saying? But that is the truth of the matter. So I think it's important that with them attempting to pit everything one against another, regardless of what it is, they're using the polarities of everything and make it fight against each other. So that also in internal conflicts as well. So in doing so, if you at least know who you are, you can have the upper hand in what's going on. You can't have the upper hand as a sheep that's bowing down, praying and shit. You can't have the upper hand while you're walking around malicious of heart and you got that amber light around you. So now you're going to attract things that are reflecting of that. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it that way. You got to walk in the best you, whatever that is. And as long as you are doing your best, that's the best that you can do.
Right.
And that's all that is. And it has to be all day, every day. You got to be the best you. It's not about anything outside of that. And as we get further into that space, we won't be able to look at situations and become emotional. You know what I'm saying? I look at it even in my, everybody wants my energy, and that shit is an onslaught. It's like all at one time. I just be sitting looking like, God, what happened? And my issue is, how do I give everybody the proper time? Everybody that wants my time, how do I give them some of my time? So that's what I'm attempting to work out now, because it was just an onslaught. And a lot of the people are close to me. You know what I'm saying? Like close and distance parameter. They know how to reach me. You know what I'm saying? So in dividing my time is sometimes a conflict. Because I've had voice messages of beings who don't comprehend how my life goes. And they're not happy because they don't get my time. And it's like, yeah, I wished I could just cater. But I got the whole world to look out for. I'm sorry, I'm not wired for that. You're going to have to either jump in this hoop with me or just chill and wait a minute. You know, and that's that type of stuff. But even that is in the back burner position right now as I sail on this board. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. just, I knew it was coming because the seasons are changing. You know, even though they try to give us winter on the first day of spring, it's cool. You know what I mean? They can't stop the energy flow. And I was on that while it was still winter, which is why I'm where I am right now in the spring, the first day. You know, so it's cool. But I just think that it would be more beneficial to allow myself to be the compass to guide what is needed to be shared. And then, like I say, we can build on it. Not like my Fridays, because I have my days. I have days where I'm amped, but this is a no amp zone going on around me. Like, mm-hmm. I have to have silence because I have to be able to hear. I have to be able to know when I need to get up, go outside, look to the left, see a strange car in my neighborhood, dude with the shades coming up my street. Okay, all my children, I need y'all inside. You know what I mean? I have to mm-hmm. be alert for whatever it is that is happening. I got a question for all the callers that's on the line too. I don't know, maybe somebody else has seen something. My son and I were walking to the store, and there was this vehicle, and it made this strange, the sirens were strange. It was like a brr-boo. That shit was really weird and really loud. And the colors of the lights on the vehicle were orange and lime green.
Ooh.
What kind of vehicle was that? The one that I saw was, it looked like almost like on a dog pound truck style. It was white. It had words on the side. But anybody that know me, if you're not in my peripheral, I'm not going to see you. So don't think I'm acting funny. It just isn't real. So, and they were moving so fast, though, and making traffic get over. Someone else was coming to my house the next day and saw another color vehicle, an SUV, burgundy, with the same orange lights and lime green lights on, but they didn't have the sirens on. And they were doing the same thing. I said, what is going on? I've never before. Has anyone else seen any vehicles with those types of? What is that?
I have not seen that, but I will be on the lookout for one. I haven't.
Yo, there's something happening. That's all I can say. There, because remember, you remember the first color, the first set of lights I showed you. I was saying that's real weird. That's only right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was going around, like, maybe still going around that same perimeter.
Oh, wow.
It was like, yo, it demanded your attention, but the sound was weird. The colors were weird. I was like, is that what? They've got some type of extraterrestrial invasion. Is that the ET van, the ET response team? Because I don't know what that is, and I did my best to pay attention so I can stay alert. Because if I see a whole lot of movement, you know what I'm saying? I need to know what I need to do. That's movement that no one has an answer to. Not even anyone in the neighborhood.
Wow.
No one knows what that is. So, yeah, I just figured I would ask. Because I don't know, maybe, you know. I don't know. Weird. But, yeah. So, in our adjusting for the changes that are to come, we need to know who we are. We need to know who we are so that we can hear. You can't align with your ancestors if you're not in alignment with your ancestors, if you don't know that it's okay to do so. If you do, though, they will show you everything that you need. They will walk you right to whatever it is that's on your heart. And the songs in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, the Egyptian Church of Karas, I love them. I love them. They are wonderful. You know what I'm saying? And it said the Holy Spirit of love, the one that said trust in the Lord, that one. They mentioned the Holy Spirit, but they told you what it was. Love. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And if we vibrated with that, we would all have it. You know, so and I just want to put that on the record, because a lot of people will say that in your face about you need the Holy Spirit. And then just the way and the tone that they're bringing it to you is in the absence of love. So you automatically know that this person that's saying it doesn't have it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's walking like that. You know, whatever it is that is encoded. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I have for this Sunday. I know it's Sunday, and I don't want to keep everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, but for whatever reason, I'm navigating. That's what I'm going to do as soon as I hang up. I'm developing a one-stop spot for everything, seems like. Yeah, it's just a whole lot that's happening. So I will be up. I don't think I'm going to even take that window. I think it'll be 24 hours. And then
do you
I'll
have your coffee?
Something. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm telling you, creamer, everything ready to go.
What's
so that I can, you know, stay with the alchemy. And I noticed it when I saw 11 o'clock, then they made me look back, 11:01, I saw 1:11. I said, all right, that's what's up. So I'm just going to stay navigated so I can make sure that everything continues to unfold the way that it is. All right. Did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Not really, but I think if you ever have time one day to talk about the ones, the 1:11, 11:11, the 11:01s, to speak about that, how important those numbers are.
Okay, we can do that. And then also the other numbers, I know that's going to come. Anytime you mention a one, somebody else has seen some of the others. And each one does represent something else. So, yeah,
okay.
We can do that. We can schedule that. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's the end of my show. It's Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I respect it. I wanted to do shows earlier in the day. But then again, the way my life is set up, I can't do it. This is my time right here. I'm up all shadow. You know, if I do take it down, it's about 4:30. If I do, and that's just a conscious decision I make to take a nap between that time and 6. You know, so, yeah, in a minute, I'm going to be doing them type of show, 3 a.m. mental reservoir shows. I'm going to open it right up. And yeah, like we were doing that day and we was up. Like, as soon as it opens, it opens.
We got to do another one of those.
I'm telling you, yes, and it's coming because I just saw something about some severe earthquake movement in Alaska. And in the south part of Africa, and it was like 6 point something, 6.4s and something like that. And I don't know, I'm unplugged from the media, so I don't know if they're talking about it. I doubt it. They're not going to do it. But just the fact that they're saying there's an uptick and there are a couple of dates that are thrown around, I just want to look to see. So, yeah, I'll be up. All right, everybody, I'll do my best to get, you know what I'm saying, everything scheduled. You know, maybe I'll accomplish that one day. Schedule it early so you can, you know, have it early. Other than that, you know, the normal time to catch me is around 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I'll do my best to get in here, slide in. Boy, it's about to change again. Boy, I'm telling you, on April Fool's Day, while everybody else is celebrating April Fool's and walking around quoting that dumb junk, there's going to be a huge movement on that day. You know what I mean? It's like, they're just targets of wonderful things. Like the Horn of Plenty has opened up. So now there needs to be preparation for that day. So, yeah, we're going to have to link up real soon.
Yes.
Real soon. ASAP Rocky style.
Oh, wow.
You know? They slid in this weekend. I'm on the show. I said I wasn't going to do it because I want to keep my energy balanced. They slid in that weekend. My son, videos all over the place. I'm like, okay, that's what's up. Everybody want to leave me here with the babies. Okay, that's what's up. So, but when it came time for me to go, I had to keep moving. I just had to. It was a whole lot of things that I had to get done in a small amount of time. But because I was able to do that, allow things to still flow, but at our earliest convenience, we need to link up.
All right.
Okay, everybody, I'm up out of here, man. I ain't got no energy for this type of shit. I got a Heineken that I need to figure out how to, you know what I'm saying, make work. I'm trying to contain my energy because you know how you move and you know not to speak while you're moving. But it's just so wonderful. It's kind of hard to hold your ass sometimes. So, I'm going to go on and end it. And I'm going to see you soon. Matter of fact, I'm going to link you up in a minute.
All right,
people. I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. And I got you tomorrow at 10. Peace.
All right. Hotep.
Hotep.